Walmart in our city. Not then, not now, not now.
No job is no job when it's no job for
the
Walmart.
The Walmart stuff will drive the small businesses out of business.
Trojan horse. Trojan horse.
Canada is completely voracious, giant corporation that lowers standards for everybody else.
We can move Walmart out!
What'd you come to Walmart for today?
I came to buy Cascade.
Cascade, the dishwashing detergent?
Yep.
Did you try the Cascade Complete, by the way? It's a little more expensive, but it's very good.
I have no idea what I got.
Okay.
It will sneak in and destroy our cities.
Remember the story of the Trojan horse? They said, let's bring it in the gates. Well, that was the last thing they ever did. Walmart is that Trojan horse.
It'll strip us of our most basic freedoms.
Walmart, keep your plantation because there's no more slaves.
It will turn our children into petty thieves.
And also you're putting kids in jeopardy of getting a record from shoplifting in this Walmart store. For the first time, some kids will have a record. They will start a record because kids are kids and they will go in those stores and pick up things and security is going to grab them and that's crime.
The nation's biggest retailer is planning its first stores in Washington, D.C. and New York. And opponents say their cities are under siege.
If we allow Walmart to come into East New York and take over East New York, they'll soon go to the Bronx, go to Manhattan, and then they'll be all over the place. So what we have to do...
What's getting Walmart opponents so riled up? Cheap groceries.
Let's say you spend $100 a week at the supermarket on these kinds of items. If you bought these kinds of groceries at Walmart, you could save on average over $700 a year.
Walmart is the largest grocery seller in the U.S., offering prices on average about 20% cheaper than the competition. That translates into tremendous savings for shoppers, but it's not so great for unionized workers at other grocery stores.
They drove down prices everywhere. In the process of driving down prices, they have limited the expansion of grocery chains, who are the only area of retailing that are actually even reasonably unionized these days.
22% of all grocery store workers in the U.S. are members of a union, while just 5% of the retail sector overall is unionized.
So the one area of opportunity for unions in retail is being shut down by Walmart, and that's what really drives them crazy.
The majority of anti-Walmart activists in both D.C. and New York are unionized grocery workers, or people working for the United Food and Commercial Workers International, which represents unionized grocery workers.
Walmart will not be coming to New York City because they're not a good, corporate, friendly partner.
In New York, City Council Speaker Christine Quinn and other powerful members of the council have promised to keep Walmart out, and they have a powerful weapon, New York's Byzantine Zoning Code, which makes it impossible to build big without special permission from the city council.
It's the kind of thing that makes city council members relevant when they are otherwise irrelevant.
It is my privilege to bring to you the support of 23,000 UFCW members. Here they are!
The unions have disproportionate power in the politics of New York City because of their disproportionate influence in the Democratic Party and in Democratic primaries.
In New York, candidates with the support of unions almost always win in the Democratic primary. In an overwhelmingly Democratic city, that usually translates into a win in the general election.
So you have council members who are more willing to do the bidding of unions than they are of voters in general because they know that even if voters are upset with them, they're not going to be upset enough to come out and vote them out of office because they kept Walmart out of the city.
In Washington, D.C., respect has been harder to come by for the Grocery Workers Union. Last year, Walmart gave $2 million to community groups in D.C., which helped win the support of the city council. And the company will likely move forward with plans to open 4 stores in the district. Anti-Walmart activists say that what they're really after is well-paying jobs.
Living wages. We're talking about living wages. If we're going to settle just because the fact that some company want to come in and take over our community, we do not have to settle. No job is no job when it's no job from Walmart.
But full-time employees at Walmart actually earn close to what the average grocery store worker makes. And these jobs are in high demand. Walmart gets about 10 applicants for each job opening.
for every two jobs Walmart has created in other parts of the country, three jobs have been lost in those very same neighborhoods.
Two jobs!
Three jobs lost!
It's the problem of what the French economist Bastiat called the seen versus the unseen. There's that people like the New York City Council, they're so superficial in their understanding of the American economy that they can't conceive of how, by saving people money, they're actually going to free up more money in the New York economy that would create jobs somewhere else.
I've done quite a bit of research on Walmart, and the more I look at Walmart, it's scary.
Gary Cha is the owner of Yes Organic Market, a grocery chain in Washington, D.C.
People make the decision of welcoming Walmart. They are not thinking about the existing business that they've been participating or patronizing for 30, 40 years.
Cha met with members of the city council to ask for their help in keeping Walmart out of the district. But there's another way of responding to competition. 11 years ago, when Whole Foods came to town, at Yes Organic, business initially fell off 60%.
What did you do to bring business back?
What we have to do is keep the store clean and treat every customer as they are the only customer there is, and try to buy as best price that we can possibly get and pass on the savings, and we survive.
Why wouldn't that happen with Walmart?
Walmart, I think, is different. Everything that they sell is already out there. They are taking business from existing business.
But a 2008 study found that states that have more Walmarts actually have more small retailers. Businesses that fail when Walmart comes to town are quickly replaced by new stores that do a better job of appealing to customers.
If you think that you're going to be able to open up a big box store all in the quest for your corporate profits without coming through this coalition, you have another thing coming. It is not going to happen.
Will grocery stores fight a fair battle for the business of customers? Or will labor unions and politicians get to decide where Americans shop?
We fought this battle before, and every other time New York City has won. And I am very confident that this time around and the next time around and the time around after that, if it comes to that, we will be victorious again. Thank you very much.
What you need, you know I got it. All I got.